Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And for the next hour, our show's whole purpose is to educate you, the listeners, as you're either driving down the road or in the comfort of your home, how investing for income truly works and why it's so important to know why income will make your money last. Not just for now, but tomorrow and possibly the next 20, 30 years into retirement. Now, that's a lofty goal. It's a long time. I mean, imagine for a moment, if you look at that 4% cash flow rule today that everybody talks about, the 4% cash flow rule basically means you can take out 4% out of your account each and every year, adjust it for inflation, and the money might last 20, 25 years. I said may. And that's because the analysis or the research was going back in time and looking at rigorous markets where the markets were very volatile. And the other markets, when they're very bullish, and actually comparing the two, kind of like a Monte Carlo analysis. But at the end of the day, they have to come up with a number that makes more sense. This report was not something that was just generated overnight. I mean, this took years and years of research done by PhDs. And so with that being said, 20, 25 years to me doesn't make sense because most people today are living longer. And the longer you live, it compounds other problems that are going to occur throughout your retirement. Inflation, volatility, recessions, corrections. Your longevity for sure compounds all of those risks. So interest rates, they're going to rise. Taxes, they're going to go up. I mean, there's a plethora of things that could happen to your money. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to increase your batting average. The one central theme of your money, you got invested. Because think about it for a moment. You got your money. You're turning it over to somebody. You're entrusting in them that you're going to make your money last as long as you do. And the number one fear today is what will that happen? So see, the onus is on your back. You, the person that's in retirement or going into retirement, the same onus is on your back. You need to make sure that you understand how your money works. And so if the 4% cash flow rules have been used, here's a good way of knowing whether the advisor is actually using that research. It's really simple. Either they talk about Monte Carlo analysis or they look back historically and they're telling you what the markets have done and that makes you feel good. They come up with a reasonable average return. The word average doesn't mean anything in retirement anymore because at the end of the day, they're going to be more wrong than right because everything's going to line up perfectly and more so with the growth component than the actual income component. Because most portfolios still designed today, that cash flow 4% rule, are designed for growth stock-based portfolios. Why? Because the income's minor. It's secondary. It's not even enough to generate the income people need. And that's the reason why we say when you go into retirement, you actually need to put on a different pair of shoes. You actually need to have investments. And when I say investments, not changing in, getting out of stock-based funds or bond-based mutual funds, I'm talking about buying them individually, individual dividend-paying stocks, individual bonds. Therefore, you can get your income, increase it up to the point where you actually live on nothing but the income. So here's an example of that. Let's say somebody has $1 million portfolio and they've got most of their money in mutual funds, stock-based mutual funds, the S&P 500, whatever it happens to be. Well, the yield of the S&P 500 is approximately, depending on the day, about 1.5%. That means if all you really wanted to do was take income from your portfolio from interest and dividends, not have to sell any shares to take income, you could only take about $15,000 a year of income off the $1 million. But if you were more of an income-based portfolio with dividend-paying stocks, individual bonds, and other bond-like instruments, maybe you get a 5% cash flow that now allows you to take a $50,000 supplemental income just from cash flow from interest and dividends. What does that mean? That's over three times the income potential, and you're still not touching the principal. That way you can go through volatility like we saw last year, overcome these periodic declines that we're going to have going forward. Because see, if I'm going to have a cash flow rule of 4%, doesn't it make sense that I should at least be earning 4% in interest and dividends than it is to actually sell shares to come up with that same income? And not only 20, 25 years, it's reasonable. And most people will say, well, I'm 65, I make it to 90, I'm fine. Well, you don't want to get to age 90, still have pretty good health. Because I got an uncle right now who's almost 90, and he's doing well. He gets up, walks 3 miles a day. I mean, everybody's different, but everybody plays that down. They don't think they're going to live that much longer. But the thing is, with modern medicine, much better, much more improved today. So you have to be careful when you say that. So with that being said, the whole point is you don't want to run out of money before you run out of breath. And longevity is the one thing you really need to be concerned about. And so with that being said, your money might need to actually last you 30, 35 years. Because the fastest growing age of people today is the age of 100. And by the time we get to 2050, there are going to be over 1 million people in America alone going to be age 100. So if you look at the longevity numbers before you think about maybe the actuaries, the ones who calculate all this stuff out, and the insurance industry, it's 92 to 94 years old for a couple. That's a pretty long time to go into retirement. And so those where the risk is compounded because there's so many unknowns in the next 20, 25, 30 years. And so with those unknowns, how do you plan? How do you stack the deck in your favor so that way you don't outlive your money? Invest for income. Invest for the interest and the dividends. Because it's just like a little rudder on a ship. Very small rudder. But it can move a very, very large ship in any direction at once just because of that little rudder. And that's exactly what you want to do when you're in retirement. When you transition into retirement, you want to focus more attention on the income part of your portfolio and where it's coming from. Because if you get the interest and dividend and you're comfortable living on that interest and dividend, then the growth will eventually come. But when you're selling shares each and every year, pretending like it's income, but you're really spending principal, eventually you're going to get to the point where you're going to eventually run out of money. Then the 4% cash flow rule becomes real, and only that. What if we have a few recessions? What if taxes go up? What if inflation goes up? You can't rely on the 4% rule unless you're actually getting that in the form of interest and dividends. In fact, Fidelity came out with a study and said that 4% rule is probably a lot closer to 2.8% if you're invested for growth. So if you're listening to the show today, that's the reason I tell people it's extremely important to understand how your money works and how you can make just little adjustments and get that 2.83% out of interest and dividends. Instead, try to make it 4%, 5%, and quit trying to use the crystal ball method, hoping the market goes up just to get you through retirement. Now, I quickly want to talk about the 15-minute complimentary strategy calls we offer. You can go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Right there, click on the calendar, get you on the calendar. And one of the things, it's a really easy thing to set up. It's a great opportunity to talk directly to a fiduciary financial advisor about your situation. We know how you want to spend your money in retirement looks different than your neighbor. We know that your Social Security amount looks different than your neighbor. Your investments are different than your neighbor. Your retirement is not cookie cutter, nor should the advice you get. It's specific to you. We set up a 15-minute strategy call. It's a great opportunity to talk about what your retirement vision is. We know that families and individuals that we work with, they have a plan for where their income's coming from in retirement, how they're mitigating taxes in retirement, making sure their estate's in order. So let's say someone out there listening doesn't have a plan yet. And they're just kind of start thinking about retirement, right? Or maybe you're in retirement, you're like, I don't really know how this all works out. Our clients, our families, the individuals we work with, I always say it every week that they have a junk drawer of investments before they come to us, right? They've been sold stuff, stocks, bonds, variety of stuff, but they have no idea how to truly get income off of their investments to make sure that their money lasts as long as they do. It's not that their investments are junk, they're just disorganized, maybe a lot of them. So folks, you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. Today, we're talking about the deception of growth. Now, if you're listening and you're 20, 30, even 50, or more than 10 years away from retirement, don't worry about the deception of growth. What do I mean by deception of growth? Basically, is really simple. Growth is something you don't want to spend when you get it. It's not really what I would call a good source of income. People come into our office, and I find myself often asked answering this particular question on this misconception of growth and how it's considered income. And I'm not saying you can't spend growth, but the things, though, you're actually spending principal. You're having to sell shares. So imagine selling your house in 2008, right? You wouldn't want to sell your house in 2008. The market was down. You see, when the markets are down, the last thing you want to do is sell growth or sell your shares. And unfortunately, growth is at a loss. You're giving up the asset, which is eventually going to come back. So the misconception for most people, every time I bring it up, you know, total return equals income plus growth. The income, the I, that's the interest and dividends that you're getting paid. You can spend that just like rents paid to a landlord with a good tenant, right? And the G, the growth, is capital appreciation. That's what they have at 10, 15, 20 years later. They know they're going to build wealth two ways. One is from income, coming from cash flow that they can spend on a regular basis. And capital appreciation is over time, but you have no control over it, right? I mean, if you look back historically, do you know how much the price of a home was back in 1967? Across America was $100,000. That day, that same house would be worth about $1 million adjusted for inflation. Why is that? Why is it worth 10 times more? Because you're holding on to the asset. You didn't sell off pieces of that house as the years went by. So when you hold on to an asset, you're going to get appreciation on that asset. Some assets appreciate more than others. Some appreciate less. But regardless, you don't have to sell an asset to get income. What you want to do is you want to convert that asset into income. Like if you're a farmer, you want to convert it into selling crops. If you're a landlord, you want to convert it into a renter. Either way, it allows you to have your cake and eat it too. So if you're nearing retirement or within 10 years of retirement or, heck, already in retirement, the most important component when you build wealth is growth before you get to retirement. But when you're getting closer to retirement, 5 years away, or knocking on the door of retirement, or you're in retirement, growth is actually secondary. And the most important thing is income, which is the interest and dividends that you're collecting. You see, how many years did it take you to build that wealth? 30, 40, 50 years? I mean, you started at age 20 and now at 65, it took you 45 years. Well, the last thing you want to do is start giving it up faster. I mean, think about it. It took you 40 years to build it, and it takes about 20, 25 years using that 4% cash flow to get rid of it. Now, there's a 90% chance that you'll make it. But the thing is, though, you tell me on your airplane, the pilot says before you take off, hey, folks, we got a 90% chance of making it to the destination. How many people do you think are going to get off that airplane? You see, when it comes to your money, when you go into retirement, you're going to need that money to replace the paychecks that you were getting from your employer. So the last thing you want to do is run out of money. You want to actually start distributing the money to you in the form of interest and dividends and create those paychecks for life to replace those paychecks that you had when you were working. And this is critically important. I can't tell you how many times we get a couple or individuals will come into the office and say, hey, yeah, I put a plan together with my advisor, which is rare, by the way. Most just have an investment plan. Very few have a real financial plan. But let's say one of the minority that did. And they say, oh, here it is. It says, I'm not going to run out of money until I'm 86. I'm not going to run out of money until I'm 90. Folks, let me ask you a simple question. Who in the heck puts together a financial plan, spends all this time, all this energy, uses all the might that this financial advisor has, and the plan says you're going to run out of money at some point in your life? Then that's not a financial plan. That's just an educated guess. So folks, if you've got a financial plan and your advisor, he or she has actually said, hey, don't worry, you're going to be good until this time. Well, what happens to this time and one day later? Folks, it's not a real plan if you actually run out of money. So I would run, give us a call, figure something out, but I would run from that scenario. So before we go to break, because this is a show where retirement income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit, got a lot of things in it. Why? Because in retirement, you need a lot of things. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. A white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit, yours free of charge. Give us a call. We'll mail it out to you. We'll even cover the postage. 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. Or ask for it online at crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. Got a lot of great resources in it. Happy to touch base with you. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about the deception of growth when you're in retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right. How you claim your benefits.
Reach out to the Retirement Success Blueprint radio show right now for our free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security?
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
For your free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security? Simply reach out to us here at the Retirement Success Blueprint.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about the deception of growth. You know, retirement is a progression. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But although I'm not neglecting the sprint, the reason why is because when we go through periods like we've experienced in the last 14, 16 months, where people are actually wondering what's going on right now with their money, and they know there's this big fear, when the volatility is actually one day or 2 days or 3 or 4 days in a row, you get some gains back. And then the next 3 or 4 days, you start seeing those gains go back away. And that's what markets do. They giveth and they taketh away. And that's the reason why I want our clients investing for income. So why is that? Because the markets are going to do that. The markets are going to go up and down on a daily, monthly, quarterly, annual basis. You see, if you poke the bear, if you're going to be in the market, you can't say, well, you know what? I'm a conservative investor. I just don't want to lose any money. Well, you're going to lose your money in the markets. There's going to be years you're going to lose money. Now, I'm not Debbie Downer. I'm okay with being in the market as long as I can revert to income in the form of interest and dividends. I can go through these cycles, these bear cycles, up, down, up, down, up, down, as long as it's not impacting my income in retirement. It's learning and understanding your money that's going to help you get through these economic cycles. And like I said earlier, back in 1967, you bought a $100,000 house. Today, it's worth over $1 million. But if you sold the house, had $100,000, it wouldn't be worth $1 million, right? You had to hold on to that to get the long-term return. You actually had to hold on to the long-term house. You didn't have to sell it, you see, because that's how you build wealth over time. But if you go back in time, let's just say 1965 to 70, when you started building wealth, how much were you socking away when you were starting at ground zero? And then think about how long did it take you to get that first $100,000 saved up? Quite a long time. But then the momentum started as you got more and more contributions made. You see, over time, you build wealth. And that's what you do based on the disciplined approach of saving. By contributing each and every paycheck, each and every month, each and every week or 2 weeks to your 401k, your 403b, your personal accounts, whatever kind of plan you have. And to be quite honest with you, I hope you were totally in the stock market when you were younger. Why is that? Why would you want to be 100% in the stock market if you're younger? Well, especially when you start up and you're around 50-ish, maybe 55, 60, depending on how much longer you're going to work, then you start slacking off of stocks. But before that, when you're 20s, 30s, 40s, the reason why stocks are so important for building wealth is because the downturns are a lot sharper, and the downturns are actually your friend when you're accumulating assets, because it allows those same dollars to buy more and more and more as it goes down. And when they rebound, you own more shares. So let me give you a prime example. 1985, the S&P 500, this was January of 1985, was at 179. Today, it's around 4,100. Think about that. 2,300% return. So if you take $100,000, if you had $100,000 that time, it would be worth $2.3 million today. The thing is, though, nobody had $100,000 at that time to invest, right? We're all just young, snot-nosed kids. You see, that's why I say it's so important to leverage your asset when you go into retirement. So let's just say it's worth $2.3 million at the end of that cycle. Now you're going into retirement. If you want to keep that money at $2.3 million intact, continue to watch it grow, then you need to focus on the dividends and the interest you can get off of that portfolio. Increase the dividends, get it out of the portfolio that are relying too wholeheartedly in mutual funds today, because that's not what most people have. Most people have just a bunch of mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, the advisor slaps a fee on it. And the problem with that is they're not generating 4 or 5% in interest and dividends for you. They're not generating the cash flow you need off of your portfolio. What they're doing is throwing you in a bunch of growth-based investments, which is fine, once again, if you're 20, 30, 40 years old. But if you're 55, 60, 65, 70 plus, and you look at your statements, and two things. One, you own just a bunch of mutual funds and ETFs. That's one red flag. Secondarily, on the right side, look at that income column. What's the estimated annual income or estimated annual yield? If that's not 4 or 5%, and you need to take money out of that, where is it coming from? It's coming from selling shares. In my book, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens, right? Take the interest and dividends. That's the eggs. Don't touch the chickens, right? Our parents, our grandparents used to say that all the time, right? Spend the interest. Don't touch the principal. Why did Wall Street let that go away? Why? Because they get paid more for growth investments than they do more conservative things. So the five things you should never do with your retirement funds is simple. Stay heavily invested in the market for way too long, especially when you go into retirement. That's number one. Number two, rely exclusively on mutual funds and ETFs, and also trust your advisor who doesn't even specialize in retirement income. You gotta work with somebody who specializes in getting income in retirement in a tax-focused way. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are tax-focused financial planners using an income model. Another thing is basically listening to their plan. And they have a plan to fail because they say, hey, your retirement could be 30 years, but guess what? You're going to run out of money at 86. So earlier in the segment, I was talking about the 4% cash flow rule, right? And then in year 2025, more than likely, you won't run out of money. But you don't want to get that far down the road and then find out it's too late. The analogy I like to use is just imagine that, you know, you've got a quarter tank of gas left. You're driving down this, you know, deserted road. Maybe you're out in Arizona in the desert or something. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, hey, I've got, you know, 100 miles of gas left. And then all of a sudden you pass this sign that says next gas station, 110 miles, right? You're going to be white knuckling it, you know, turning off the air, not rolling down the windows and then just sweating it out, just staring at that gas gauge. And that is not how you want to spend the last 10 or 15 years of your retirement, worried about running out of money as if you're staring at that gas gauge. You need to have a better retirement income plan. So you got to be able to understand how your money works. Spend some time, and also that number five in that list, spending down principal, especially early on in retirement, is a recipe for running out of money. I know nobody wants to run out of money, and we're putting a lot of trust in whoever it is. We're looking across the table from them, especially that financial advisor, or maybe you're reading articles from Kiplinger and saying, you know, you need to put your money here. Quit chasing fantasies. Just stick with fundamentals. And I know people say, I got to get growth. I got to get growth right now. I got to take more risk. Well, if you're getting close to retirement or you're already in retirement, you may need to actually just make some adjustments. You want to protect and keep what you have. It's not always about how much you make. It's got a lot to do with what do you do with what you have so you can keep it. So no wonder there's so much lack of trust today with financial advisors because nobody knows who to turn to or who's really, really giving them the total truth of how their money really, truly works for retirement. Right? Those same accumulation strategies that head down, save, throw money at the market in your 20s, 30s, 40s are going to be disastrous if you try those same strategies in your 60s, 70s, and beyond. So you need to stick with what you know is true. You need to stick with what you know you can control because the things you can't control is how long you're going to live. Even with the way you want to live as long as possible, you can't control future volatility in the market, future taxes, future inflation, future interest rates. They're all going to come at you no matter what your plan says or how you plan or who's telling you how to plan for it. So wait a minute here. The common denominator, the most central theme you need to look at is this thing called investing for income. It just makes good old common sense. But unfortunately, common sense is not common practice. You can't continue to use accumulation or growth strategies that helped you build your wealth at a time when you need protection and income strategies to preserve it and generate supplemental income that's going to last as long as you do. So there's this huge misconception of how growth actually works. You see, for today's show, I'm focusing on income, retirement income off your investments. You'll get income and growth, but if you only focus on growth, which is the stock side only, you're not going to always get income. But if you focus on income, you're always going to get income, and over time, you'll get some growth. Now, let me give you a prime example. Several people I met with over the last year after the dissension of the stock market off the all-time highs in 2021, right? So crashed in 2022 for part of the year, have actually slowed down spending. In other words, they're actually sacrificing time in retirement when they didn't need to be. You see, the people that we help build wealth at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial with the income plan, if your investments go down 10, 20%, you get to take the same amount of income. Why? Because it's all based on interest and dividends. And I'll give you an example of a client we worked with. Client came in with a little over $3 million, retired in early 2021. Great year in the market. We got a little bit more conservative, put a more income-based plan. We still had money in individual dividend-paying stocks. We did great. Double-digit returns in 2021. They needed about $120,000 of supplemental income off the $3 million. So what do? We got about a 4% interest and dividend rate from cash flow off the portfolio, in addition to still being in the market. 2022 came, bam, guess what? Finished down about 10% for the year. That's $300,000. Now, that's still a lot better than most people that were down 15, 20% plus. Heck, the S&P 500 was down 20%. The NASDAQ was down 30%. Bonds were down 13%. So with having money in the market, we'll take being down 10%. So, but here's the thing. In 2022, even though the portfolio was down in value, we didn't have to sell anything to continue to give them the $120,000 of supplemental income. Why? Because the cash flow from the investments, the interest, the dividends, at about 4%, never changed throughout the year. It gave them permission to spend as they continued going on. Why is that important? Because your retirement income, your lifestyle in retirement, should not be based on did the market go up or down. We talk about this every week, week in, week out. In retirement, income is the outcome. Well, then why are most advisors still focused only on growth strategies? It's because they don't know any better. Their version of a growth strategy is throw you in a stock market. Their version of an income strategy is throw you in a bond fund. And for loyal listeners of the show, you've heard me rail on bond funds left and right about the shortcomings, the lack of assurances associated with it compared to owning the individual bonds. But they don't know any better. We call it the disease of ease. They just check a box, throw in some mutual funds, charge you a fee. That's not wealth management, folks. Now, before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I want to offer some of our newer listeners what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. A Retirement Success Toolkit, it's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get the Retirement Success Toolkit? Free of charge. We'll even pay for postage. But you got to raise your hand. Let us know you want it. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. I want to give one more offer out there. A lot of our loyal listeners have already requested. We've sent out hundreds of these Retirement Success Toolkits over the last few months. But some of you just have a question. Hey, you know what, Mike? I got a question. Is there any way I could kind of bend your ear or your other fiduciary advisor's ear? And the answer is yes. So if you've got a financial question, it can be about taxes, estate planning, financial planning, investing for income, you know, your agenda for this call. When you call in 866-316-0822, if you want the Retirement Success Toolkit, great, request it. Or if you want a 15-minute strategy call, they can pull up our calendar right there at the call center and then pick a time. And we'll get you on a call to either talk to myself or Connor or one of our fiduciary financial advisors, essentially just to say, hey, I got a couple questions. Not sure if we need to meet or not. Not sure if we could work together. So let's just have a quick conversation. We call it a 15-minute strategy call. If you want to take advantage of that, 866-316-0822 or go to crystallaketax.com. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about the deception of growth when you really need protection and income in retirement. We'll be right back.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, your host, financial fiduciary and financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So when you plan for retirement, the number one goal is to get the most mileage out of your money when you understand that you might live another 25, 30, 35 years in retirement. With that being said, what do you think the impact of inflation is going to do with that money over the time frame? Do you see longevity as the number one enemy? Because the longer you live, the more the cost of everything goes up compared to where it is today. We go back in time 30 years ago, a stamp was 16 cents. Look at today, it's getting close to 60 cents. Now, I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that we buy the rows of them. And I'm not the one that usually goes to the post office, right? But they're a lot higher. I know they're at least four times higher than they were before. Right? So you need to have a plan on how does your income continue to grow, right? We don't know what inflation is going to look like 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now. We just know it's going to be higher, right? Things that whatever they cost today are going to be more expensive in 5 years and even more expensive than that in 10 years. So we need to plan for a rising income in retirement. So when you plan for retirement, you got to think about tomorrow as well as 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road. How do you invest your money to get the most mileage out of that money? At the same time, knowing that these things are going to occur regardless of whether I think about it or not, or if you just want to bury your head in the sand, right? Stick your head in the sand, just assume it's all going to work out. Well, I read an article here the other day, and it just seems like the advice today is still not moving away from growth-based investments. And the reason why is because I think a lot of you, even the clients sometimes put pressure on your advisor saying, oh, I got to get these big returns. Right? When the markets are up, this little FOMO, this fear of missing out that, you know, market's up 20 and you're only up 15 and now somehow or another you're disappointed, even though you're not taking a lot of risk in order to do that. So as you're going into retirement at the same time, because you think you got to have all this growth to get through retirement, when the reality is it's about protecting what you've spent 40 years saving and getting a consistent income stream in good markets and bad off of it. Let that resonate. Let that kind of simmer for a little bit. You've worked 40 years to accumulate what you have. Why would you possibly have so much risk attached to it? It could get cut in half in a matter of a year or two at the one time when the paychecks go away and you can't afford it. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, that's why we are income-based, tax-focused financial planners, right? Why? Because that just makes good old common sense. Well, I can tell you right now, you should be focusing on income. This is if you're 55 plus, right? You're 25, 35, 45, stumbled on this, just head down, stay in the S&P 500 and keep humping it, right? But if you're somebody within about 5 or 10 years of retirement or you're already in retirement, you should be focused more on the income side. Now, once again, every time I say income, that doesn't mean you stick it in a can in the backyard or you're sticking it in a CD or it's only in bonds. There's a lot of other growth vehicles out there. There's dividend paying stocks. There's real estate. There's private placement. There's all kinds of places to get money. Heck, even business development companies these days are paying about a 10% yield, plus you get some growth over time, right? So you want to bid it in something that has income potential for you and will grow over time because you're peeling off the income to use for you, but you're not actually selling the asset. So over time, you will get growth. We talked about those share prices before. If you look at the S&P 500 back in 1985, it was 179. Today, it's about 4,100. That's a 2,300% gain. How did you get it? You didn't sell it, right? But had you been in, you know, a diversified portfolio and you wanted to peel off the interest and dividends, you could have and still gotten most of the gain. And that's what we hear. The markets go up and go down. And that's true. It is definitely a true statement. We got numbers that go all the way back to 1900. But if you want to get that growth, why not have it positioned where you can live off the dividends and the interest from your portfolio and let the growth take care of itself? And here's the problem why you can't do that with the S&P 500. Here's the dilemma. Why? Because the average dividends for the last 20 years on the S&P 500 is 1.5%. So on $1 million, if all you're doing is taking the income off of that $1 million in that S&P 500, that's about $15,000 a year. Most people that come see us that might have that $1 million, they need $40,000, $50,000 or 4 or 5% yield off their portfolio to supplement a pension, supplement Social Security. So that's what I'm saying. You need to focus more on the income, have a more balanced portfolio. And by the way, most people don't even have 100% in the stock market when they retire anyway, or at least hope they don't, because when they're really, really throwing caution to the wind, they're more likely going to run out of money even sooner. But I was reading this article, and this is written by a very well-known professional for social business owners. And people, I guess, are trying to attract other business owners and people in business, you know, like do-it-yourselfers and small business owners, etc. But the article said some of the things were true statements. The guy was talking about flat fee pricing versus paying so much as a percentage on the assets being managed. In other words, some firms actually just charge a flat fee. You pay the fee once a year, almost like a retainer, and it's a set dollar amount. Other people based on assets under management, kind of like the commercial you see on TV all the time. We're on the same side of the table as you. Well, in other words, the motivation of the advisor that gets your assets up so you can get paid more, it doesn't really matter, right? If the count grows, the fee grows. If the count shrinks, the fee shrinks. So of course, their goal is to make you more money. There's nothing wrong with that. They're making more money. You're making more money because after all, that's what we're after. We're all wanting to make more money on our money. Well, the one thing that astonished me is the fact that the comment that was made, I think it's unrealistic, and I quote an 8% annualized return over 10 years as a conservative expectation for the overall stock market. In other words, I think him saying that that's a realistic expectation. You should expect 8% over the next 10 years. So if I'm 30 years old, I may be okay with that. If I'm 20 years old, I may be okay with that. If I'm 40 or 50, even then I might be okay with it. But again, averages don't work the same way. And the math actually works completely different when you retire. So when you go into retirement, now you're starting to take withdrawals. You're starting to take distributions. You're assuming you're going to get the average rate of return. The problem is you may not get the average based on that set 8%, right? Because if you're taking out 4%, it's growing at 8%, or you thought it was growing at 8%. That means you should still be growing by 4%, right? You took 4 and you left 4 back. But that's not true. Because for most, in order to get that 4%, you gotta actually be selling shares. So if you're actually getting 8% income, and that's a higher probability, most people, if they got their money invested in an index fund, they're not getting that kind of yield. So that's what you wanna be aware of. You wanna make sure you understand that the most of the advice given today is still chasing growth, still chasing returns. And I've had people come in and the advice they were given was basically looking back through the rearview mirror. Think about it, looking back and say, okay, well, hey, you could take out 4 or 5% of your portfolio. Because if you look back the last 10 years, the market was up 15%. Well, the average market was, and that's a true statement. But go back just a few more years and tell me what the average was. It was much lower. Why? Because we're talking about the bear market of 2008, the dot-com bubble in 2000. For 13 years, nobody made any money. Markets went up, crashed 50% in 2000-2002, got back even by 2007, crashed again another 58%, and took until 2013 to get back where it was in 2000. Now, folks, if this makes sense to you, I want to get you out a companion report in your hand. And you might be thinking, okay, what kind of environment happens again in 2000, 2008? How can I invest and stay in the stock market? Because I like to get growth. I just can't afford all of this risk at this stage of my life right now. So the reason earlier today, we talked about the deception of growth, especially for somebody in retirement or going to retirement, is because first of all, you're assuming there's going to be growth. Just because historically there's been growth doesn't mean that next week or even the next 2 years, we're going to have significant growth. There's a lot our country has to deal with right now. There are times when you don't get growth at all. So what are you going to do in the years you don't get any growth, yet you still need income from your portfolio? You see, the deception is everybody's trying to out-clever growth by assuming that the past is going to be a reflection of the future, and the future hasn't occurred. A weatherman, if he was to pay attention to a weather report today, if it's the next couple days, they might be right most of the time, but whenever it comes to 4, 5, 6 weeks from now, let's just say when you go out that far, it's a crapshoot. So how many of you believe anything? Well, you see, that same way it is, whenever it comes to your income from your potential growth, you can't rely on growth in the future. What you can rely on is income from your portfolio in the form of interest and dividends, right? Having some reasonable assurance that you're going to be able to spend that independent of what's going on in the markets, the economy, the Fed. And the reason I'm bringing this up today is because there is this big misconception, and I'm having to answer this question. I'm actually trying to simplify an answer here that we all know and understand. So the client brings in their statements. I'll pick out a particular fund that they own, this mutual fund, this ETF, and I see, okay, the share price here is, let's say they got 1,500 shares, right, or 800 shares or 120 shares, whatever it may be. I said, do you realize that that 120 shares, and let's just say it consists of $100,000 of a certain stock fund, that you realize that $100,000 is generating about $1,500 a year in interest and dividends, as long as you have those 120 shares. But once you start selling those shares, because now you need more than $1,500, right? That $1,500 is also going to start dropping because that's based on having 120 shares. Not by a lot at first, but slowly drop. Why? Because every share you own makes up a little portion of that $1,500 income. So if you've got a share price of a particular stock, and let's say it's 10 bucks a share, and that value today is 10 bucks a year from now, maybe it'll be worth 12 bucks. So what kind of increase did you get on your growth? Well, if it went from 10 to 12 bucks, that's a 20% gain. But if you wind up selling that share, you wind up giving up the future income and dividends that would have been paid out to you with that share. You see, you can't spend growth. Retirement isn't about looking at your assets. It's looking at the amount of income your assets can give you. The higher the income, the better the retirement, hands down. That's the number one priority. I ask, what is the most important thing to you in retirement? Is it income, reducing risk, or growth? Nobody ever brings up growth in those three things when it's specifically talking about the retirement money. I want to reduce my risk. I want to know where my income's coming from. And if I can get some growth, great. You know what everybody wants to talk about? They want to talk about how they reduce the risk, at the same time maximize the return, get that income in their hands. Those are always either number one or two with everybody we talk to when we do a retirement risk report, right? Our retirement risk report's one page, very simple. It helps people to be able to assess versus trying to look at a 20-page plan or a 100-page plan that nobody can really interpret. You see, let's look at a crystal ball for a moment. Let's just look down the time of life and say 30 years. Right? You pass away 30 years, but before you pass away, you found out you were out of money 5 years prior. You see, what you don't want to do is go through life and actually experience that. I've never met anybody that I've run across, and believe me, I've run across thousands of people, many that haven't saved enough, or they don't think that they have enough now, or they don't have any money, and how unpleasant retirement is for them. They're living wholeheartedly on their own Social Security. But folks, you see, building wealth is a lot easier to do. You're taking money from your paychecks, you're accumulating wealth over time. Smart Money magazine actually admitted that they know there's a problem in retirement planning. You see, one thing, they were talking about how easy it is to build wealth, and then they were doing a distinction about how to take distributions from wealth. So here's what the article says, and I quote, "Problem is the distribution phase of retirement. The time when you start withdrawing money from the savings that you have, your 401ks, etc., makes the accumulation part look like child's play." In other words, what they're saying is the math doesn't work the same as it does when you are accumulating wealth because you're no longer relying on paychecks. So when you go through these periodic declines in the market, right, a bear market about every 5 years or so, markets could lose 20, 30% plus, you know, maybe even 50% at some point. When you had paychecks coming in, that didn't bother you as much. You weren't happy about it, but you didn't need to spend it. In retirement, you need to spend it. Those paychecks aren't coming anymore. So you didn't think anything about your portfolio in 2000 during the dot-com bubble or 2008 financial crisis. Once again, you weren't happy with it, but you went right through it. Why? Because you still had your job. Matter of fact, you probably didn't realize it. You're actually building wealth because even the money you were throwing back into that 401k when the markets rolled over, you were buying more and more shares. So when you're accumulating, you like the volatility. But when you are distributing, you need to protect it, right? You need to spend interest and dividends, not sell shares and pretend like it's income, right? Because once you reach these recessionary periods, and folks, if you heard last week's show, you know we're heading towards a recession, you're going to have to spend more because your money's deteriorating with inflation, with the market, with everything else. So instead of a retirement that you envision, let's not make it one that you dread. So folks, before we go to break, I want to offer one more time an opportunity to get what we call our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit has several things in it. A copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. Basically, walk you through what our financial planning process is. A companion report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. How do you get it? Free of charge. We'll pay for the postage. You got to give us a call. 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. We'll send that out to you. It's an actual package with a lot of stuff for you in your hands. It'll help you make a great retirement. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Today, we're talking about the deception of growth in retirement. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Investing in the stock market these days is like riding a roller coaster. One minute you're moving up slow and steady just the way you like it, and then all of a sudden, your investment portfolio is in a free fall, up 800 points, down 800 points. It can be very scary. A lot of people no longer gamble with their retirement in the stock market. If you are tired of the ride and want to look at safer options, or would like to learn a better way to grow your money during these times,
call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You know, retirement is the quest for purpose. We must distinguish between the proximate and the remote purposes that we have out there. Heck, my first book was called Purpose-Based Retirement. 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. Now, those are some big words, but let me expound on that. You see, the proximate refers to that which is close at hand. The remote refers to that that's at a distance or far off, ultimately for the purpose of your final destination, which is when you take your last breath, did you run out of money or did you not? Did you leave the legacy that you want or did you not? You see, the proximate goal for a football player is to make a touchdown. The more remote goal is the touchdown itself. So to win the game, though, they've got to do what? They got to score more touchdowns or field goals than the other team. That's the ultimate goal. It's the same way here. When you're in retirement, we all want to win. You see, people always say, okay, what's the key ingredient? What's the one thing? Well, if you remember the movie City Slickers with Billy Crystal, he's riding on the horse trail and they're delivering cattle, and you remember they had a cowboy named Jack P, whose name was Curly, right? It was Jack Palance. They called him Curly. They're both just riding along. This was around midway through the movie. And of course, Billy asked Curly a question and asked him, was he married? Has he ever thought about being married? And Curly said immediately, emphatically, that he fell in love once. He fell in love so much in love that Billy's sitting there listening to him intently thinking, well, why didn't you get married? And of course, as you remember, Curly's response was pretty subtle and it astonished Billy at the same time. And he said, I got to thinking about it. And I like the way of a cowboy, and I just didn't want to get married. That would mess up everything, because the thing that was most important to me was the one thing, and the one thing for what I wanted to become, and that was a cowboy. And if you think about it for a moment, of course, Billy Crystal, he was always in a joking way, kind of fighting Curly on that. But at the same time, the point is simple. Whenever you go into retirement, somebody says, okay, what's the common denominator to get me through retirement? The one thing. Just like Curly figured it out, the one thing, his was being a cowboy, same way here. The one thing for your retirement is investing for income. If you want to help get you through retirement, get the most mileage out. Why? Because if you invest for income, it'll help you get through inflationary periods. If you invest for income, it'll help you get through bear markets. If you invest for income, you have permission to spend in good markets and bad, and over time, growth will take care of itself. If you invest for income, it reduces your risk because it creates a natural defense. Also, when you had market losses, that's okay. You may have seen your share prices go down, but you're not selling any of those because all you're doing is taking the interest and dividends from the income. You're still holding on to the shares. Therefore, you're still getting the income. It's when people start spending principal that's the problem, which is what most people today are doing. And by the way, if you're going to live another 30 years in retirement, possibly not a lot of people may laugh at that, but that's a problem. It kind of compounds the inflationary and the market losses that are going to occur and the rising and falling of interest rates and wars and all these other things. You see, there's so many things that are out of your control. You're trying to figure out things that you can't control. That's why I like investing for income. That's why at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we invest our clients for income. Once again, that does not mean you're not in the stock market, right? We might like some good dividend paying stocks. Our dividend portfolio right now is yielding about 4.25%. That's just the stock side. When we figure in all of our bonds and our bond-like instruments, the total portfolio yield is around 5.5%. What does that mean? You got $1 million, you could spend $40,000-$50,000 of that and never touch the principal. That's the one thing I think is a necessary component to confidently get you through retirement. And how you understand that, what I mean by income, it's elevating your income, not by using accumulation tools you're using today. Folks, early in the show, I mentioned a 15-minute strategy call. I want to make sure that you talk about that a little bit. It's a 15-minute complimentary strategy call. You can go to crystallaketax.com and ask for it. You can give us a call at the call center, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. They can pull up our calendar. The purpose of the 15-minute call is just to get on our calendar. It's a great opportunity to talk to one of our fiduciary financial advisors or myself. Just talk about your situation. What questions do you have about investments, investing for income, tax planning, proactive tax planning, Roth conversions, estate planning, Medicare, whatever the financial topic is. Most of you that listen to us understand we are wealth managers. What that means is we don't only talk to you about investments. We talk to you about taxes. We talk to you about your estate planning. We talk to you about your health care, your long-term care planning. We talk about your risk, your retirement income, knowing where it's coming from. Your retirement is not cookie cutter, nor should the advice that you get be as well. Take us up on the 15-minute strategy phone call. It's a great opportunity to talk about what your retirement vision is. We know the families and individuals we work with. A lot of times they have an investment plan, which is just a junk drawer of stuff. Instead, we show you how to put all that together in what we call a retirement success blueprint. So folks, the show is wrapping up here. One thing I want to say is if you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could enjoy tax-focused retirement planning, and maybe they've outgrown their current advisor, they want to know where their income's coming from in retirement, they want to legally pay the least amount of taxes, know how they'd pay for a long-term care event, and make sure that their estate planning is ordered to leave the legacy they want, then give us a call. You can check us out for more information at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Or give us a call for that 15-minute strategy session, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.